Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining today here on episode 309 of Optimal Living Advice, where I, Greg Audino, take your questions about various life struggles and help you out here on the show, offering some guidance and advice. Today, we will be doing more of the same, as we'll take a question that once again encourages us to explore what it means to communicate in relationships and how to show our true feelings to our partners, even when it's difficult. Today's asker worries about the relationship that her boyfriend has with his ex and how to manage difficult feelings that have stuck around even after the two of them have talked about it. So let's try to help out and optimize your life. My boyfriend and I have been together for a year and a half. Prior to us dating, he was seeing someone else. She ended it on account of not being ready for a serious relationship. When he first told me about her in our early days, it sounded like a big disappointment to him and that she was someone he really connected with. Since then, they've kept contact and remained friends, messaging quite often every couple of weeks. I want to trust my boyfriend, and he's never really given me a reason not to. Anytime I ask about her or their conversations, he does not withhold information. I find myself spiraling at times, as the whole situation makes me feel uncomfortable. It's hard to imagine it being platonic, knowing how he previously felt. How can I accept my boyfriend's friendship to this person and stop self-sabotaging until he gives me a reason to be concerned? And a big thank you, asker. Not an easy situation to find yourself in, so I'm really glad to see that you're entertaining your feelings here, and doing so in a non-explosive way, too. Sometimes, though, in an effort to be non-explosive, we end up being implosive. We don't want that either. So let's talk this through. Let's maybe talk about self-sabotage and see what we come up with. Relationships, as we know, are very layered. Each relationship we have is so extraordinarily intricate, oftentimes more intricate than even the most self-aware of us can realize. But in an effort to be pragmatic when facing this complexity about perhaps the most important part of our lives, we like to try simplifying relationships. You know, we bet on odds. We sometimes tell ourselves stories, all of this for the sake of trying to keep our relationships sensible and close by. This rarely works, however. What does this mean for you? Well, when it comes to how you're approaching the relationship between your partner and his ex, I think it's wonderful that you're acknowledging possibilities. Maybe it is platonic. Not all people who keep in contact with their exes do so because there's something unresolved or because they want to get back together with them. It'd be really nice if there was more patience with this idea and more of a general willingness to hear out our partners if they have ongoing relationships with their exes. Obviously, though, we can behave this way and still have complicated feelings about it. There's nothing wrong with you for having these feelings, even if your partner seems to be forthcoming about what's going on. So, I do have some concerns, however, about how you are approaching the relationship between you and your partner. Now, it might seem easier and safer to just believe what he's saying. It might even feel noble delivering that level of trust. All of that seems to be enough for you to file this away and ultimately ask me how to accept what he's telling you and condemn the feelings that you illustrated just a sentence before about how it's hard to imagine it being platonic. I know you want to make it work with him. I know you want to be loyal and trusting, and I know that might all seem like enough. But this relationship will only reach its truest form, the form in which it's meant to be, if you don't silence the leftover feelings that you still clearly have about this matter. You are allowed to be concerned, even if you haven't caught him in some act. You are allowed to be concerned even if he has entertained your questions and answered in kind thus far. It's not as though you need to be quiet now that you've reached a certain benchmark of cooperation from your partner. Speaking up about it more may make the relationship feel more at risk, But to me, it'll absolutely make the relationship more truthful. And if that's something you don't want, then what you're really afraid of is not being with this person. But what's scarier than that is being with this person but having to hide parts of yourself. These urges and responses are not you being crazy. Sometimes we don't get the full story, even if our partner thinks they're providing us with it. If you have leftover feelings, you are allowed to express them. And expressing them in a non-accusatory way, just as vulnerably as you've expressed them here to me, is often the best means of getting an equally honest response from your partner. I don't know what your questions about the relationship have been like up to this point. Maybe your fear has kept the conversation light. He might be happy to answer your questions and feel safe doing so if you're just as safe in how you're asking the questions. You know, asking how she's doing isn't the same as asking if he still has feelings for her. It's possible that one or both of you are sort of tiptoeing through this matter. But at the end of the day, if you mean more to him than she does, and if he's ready to give himself over to you in a healthy way, you should both want you to express these concerns. And assuming you present them gently, he should respond gently. I would encourage you to enter into this conversation thinking about what both of you are after. What, as your best estimate, would make you feel secure or reassured about their relationship? Is there something in particular that he could say or do? Or is there a boundary you want to ask for? Think about what your ideal outcome would be if you could name one. And also ask yourself what he needs from you. Initially, he, of course, would crave your patience and your understanding as you bring this up. Now, you don't have to give him these things if you're incapable of doing so, but obviously the more volatile and ego-driven you are, the more volatile and ego-driven he's likely to be. So I would say just remind yourself of what this all boils down to. Just like anyone else, you are two people yearning to be loved. The more genuinely you can present this version of yourself and the freer of aggression you can be, the better of a chance you stand at acquiring that true love. So the self-sabotage that you worry about in your question, it's not really derived from keeping your mouth shut and bearing down to accept the version of their relationship that he's told you they are. It's about saying no to yourself and putting away feelings that are clearly still in need of attention. That's real self-sabotage. He could be honest about not having feelings for her anymore. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But, and that, you know, that might seem like everything, but it still plays second fiddle to how honest you're being with him. All right, Asker. I really hope this episode was helpful for you, and I thank you once again for sending in your question. I know it's difficult to continue to bring up an issue that's been repeated. You know, you might feel clingy or like a nag, but these feelings are there for you, and how your boyfriend tends to them is important, almost as important as you letting him know that the feelings are still there. So for the listeners who tuned in today, thank you as always. And of course, I invite you to submit questions of your own to me should you need any help or should you be in search of a shoulder to lean on. You can email me at advice@oldpodcast.com. advice@oldpodcast.com. I would love to talk with you. So that's that, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Thank you once again. Have a nice weekend, and I will see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.